Highbridge Audio presents See You on the Radio, written and read by Charles Osgood.
See You on the Radio. I say that every week. A peculiar phrase, some people think, for anyone to speak. I got a piece of mail or two up on my office shelf complaining that the sentence seems to contradict itself. Dear Mr. Osgood, someone wrote, that sign-off is absurd. Radio is for the ear, the song, or spoken word. The medium for seeing is without a doubt TV. We therefore call it video. That's Latin for I see. So please don't say that anymore. You really should know better. That's a gentle paraphrase of what was in the viewer's letter. Dear sir, I then wrote back to him, and this was my reply. I do believe that you are wrong, and let me tell you why. I've worked some years in radio and television, too. And though it's paradoxical, it nonetheless is true that radio is visual, much more so than TV. And there's plenty of good reason why that paradox should be. You say that on the radio there are no pictures there? You say it's only for the ear? Well, I say au contraire. There are fascinating pictures on the radio, you see, that are far more picturesque than any pictures on TV. No television set that's made, no screen that you can find, can compare with that of radio. The theater of the mind. Where the pictures are so vivid, so spectacular and real, that there isn't any contest, or at least that's how I feel. The colors are more colorful. The reds and greens and blues are more vivid, yet more subtle than television's hues. The dimensions of the radio are truly to be treasured. Infinite, the size of screen diagonally measured. With resolution so acute, TV cannot compare. We can whisper in the listener's ear and take him anywhere. And you tell me that I cannot see the audience I touch? Let me tell you now a secret. My experience is such that although the room...